This is Sandra Bram, a member of Women of Color Golf. Just reflecting on the dedication of Powell Hall in honor of Renee Powell, trailblazer and path layer. I think I have to concur that although I understood the magnitude of this week and everything that was going to happen, I didn't feel the magnitude until this evening, this afternoon, during the ribbon cutting ceremony. And I think I'm a pretty strong person, but when all is said and done, I'm also a super sensitive person when it comes to the heart, when it comes to matters of history related to people who have overcome. And so I don't know at what point it was today, if it was during the president's words or if it was during Renee's words, but I get to a point and I have to, that's why I have to be careful, because I keep, every time I think about it, it just comes, but that's me. But the significance of this day to see, and for me, it was just the rush of the imagery. And it was like 200 years just came flying forward from the slave ships to the South, to the civil rights movement, to people of color trying to have a fair shake. And to see this woman from America be recognized in Scotland, of all places. You know, we think about Ireland, we think about Scotland, some of the whitest places on earth. And to be here in this place, not knowing what to expect as a person of color, especially as an African American, I felt nothing but welcome the whole time that I've been here. And it really showed me that, yes, there are challenges for people of color around the world, but the reality of blacks in America and people of color in America is not the reality of people around the world. And it is not the reality that necessarily the world puts on us. And just, you know, thinking about the fact that it took Scotland to recognize the amazing gift and the amazing contribution to the world of Renee Powell. Where was the New York Times? That room had 10, 12 tables tonight. Were there 100 people there? And 50, half of them clearly, were from the United States. But the point still is, you know, I think about being in higher ed in the United States, and when a new building or an honor of that nature is bestowed, you have 500 people attend that dinner and reception. So to be a part of a little exclusive group in the home of golf in this moment, those images are going to be there forever in Scotland, because that building is going to be there forever. I took away Clemmie's recognition of the college girls on the golf team during the tour, ensuring that they weren't ignored, ensuring that they were brought into pictures and into conversation. And so I want to remind us to not forget about the future and those who are coming behind. It's a big deal for those of us who have somewhat, I guess, achieved to be babies in the game. But it's another thing to affirm those that are coming up and to ensure that they have relationships, you know, with those who have, you know, maybe achieved in their career. Not so much in the game, but in the career. So that stuck out for me. Another thing that stuck out for me was just the president's humility. She was honored. You know, she was such a humble person, is a humble person. Renee, super humble. There were moments today that I thought were a bit off-putting. And they came from individuals who will remain nameless. But to see some of the interactions and to know that people don't understand this experience and people don't understand the struggle. There's work to be done. And I think women of color golf has an amazing future. I don't think you come here and quit. I don't think you come here and fold. I think you come here and you are emboldened because this is not the pinnacle. It's a pinnacle, but it is not the pinnacle. And so where this organization goes, Clemmy, where you lead it, and where your colleagues and friends and supporters uplift it, is unimaginable, I think. But I think you have a lifelong partnership here, as long as Powell Hall exists, because the very nature of what this represents is embodied in everybody seated here and everyone who was in that room and all the students who will sleep in that residence hall. Think about that.
For years, generations, centuries.
Who is Renee Powell? For generations and centuries, people will learn about her, an African-American woman who blazed a trail. In Scotland, of all places.
That was beautiful.
Okay.